It appears Sears has made Land's End the proverbial deal too good to refuse. Sears says it will pay $62 a share for Land's End stock. That's a total of $1.9 billion. Kelly Ritchie is an executive with Land's End. She says being a wholly owned subsidiary of Sears presents Land's End with a growth opportunity.
When you look at the products that they've had with Kenmore and Craftsman, and we see the commitment and dedication they have in their business to the customer and to the quality of the products, and we think that this is a great match. Land's End is a perfect brand to join the successful team at Sears for future growth.
Land's End has been one of the few success stories in a mail-order retail industry that's been suffering in recent years. That may be why Sears is willing to pay so much money to acquire it. Jim Nollett is a business analyst based in Onalaska. He says one reason why Land's End is doing well is because it was one of the first catalog companies to embrace the Internet.
Where several of their competitors didn't quite catch on to that as quickly. So rather than fighting it, they got with it, and they continued to cut costs and save where others didn't when it came to the delivery of their product and, of course, the whole catalog concept.
That kind of innovation and Land's End's reputation as an employee-friendly company give optimism that Sears will maintain its high profile in Wisconsin. About 9,000 people work for Land's End in Wisconsin and Iowa. About half of them work at the Dodgeville headquarters, which Sears says it will keep intact. Dodgeville Mayor Jim McCauley says he has good reason to be optimistic.
Land's End success has been its employees. I hope they continue to keep that formula in place. I'm not going to overreact at this time, not at all.
The purchase is expected to be made final next month. Land's End will continue to operate its catalog and internet businesses. Sears plans to introduce Land's End products into many of its 870 stores by this fall. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.